Okay, now I want to go over the timelines, and this will be really quick. This is mostly just so that you can start your planning. It's not to go through it in excruciating detail. This is just so you can sort of clue in on the overall timing for your launch. So the quick launch, this is like we talked about in module one. This is the tax sale or the Go Romance sale, and it's just super, super quick. You know, from initial announcement to last chance is 5 days. Initial announcement, quick follow-up, some type of a reminder on day three, a 24-hour note, a notice the day before you close it down, and then your last chance. This can easily get moved around. It could be 7 days, it could be 3 days, it could be 2 days. It's just basically, it's just really quick and you hammer it out. So you got to be prepared. Actually, you don't have to be terribly prepared. I mean, you're mostly just doing email usually. Maybe you'll drop one video, but it's really, really quick. As long as you have your basic order form sales letter done, then you can knock this out real easily. But it is very sequential where you're hitting them day after day. Now, the internal launch, this is when you're doing a bigger launch of a bigger product, and this is just your list. And so we'll just start with day one being the pre-pre-launch, and this is all the stuff we're talking about up here. Then about 14 days, 10 to 14 days after the pre-pre-launch, after the first initial buzz, you can start your pre-launch. This is where you start putting out pre-launch content. And then you would do that for about 2 to 3 weeks. It could be as short as really 7 days or 10 days, but typically it'll be 2 to 3 weeks after you start pre-launch is when you launch. That's when you go into the launch. And most of the launches I do, they last 7 days. I like 7 day launches, and I'm going to be showing you how to do those with a step by step right through the 7 days. So that's the internal launch. Next is a big JV launch, and this is really similar to what we just talked about with the internal launch. It's just somewhere in between your pre-pre-launch and your pre-launch. You need to be communicating with partners and telling them what's coming, you know, giving them some information about what's happening, giving them their affiliate links. So basically, there's, you know, when you head into pre-launch is when you want your partners to all start mailing for you and promoting for you. So obviously, there has to be some communications ahead of time. It could be earlier than 7 days, but from seven, you know, or it could be earlier than 7 days before the start of pre-launch. But in those 7 days before pre-launch, you want to start stepping it up and every few days touching them, hitting them with an email or a video or whatever. And then definitely the maybe 2 or 3 days before you go into pre-launch, then you need to be communicating fairly closely with your partners. And then once you go out here, it's exactly the same as the internal launch. You start your pre-launch. You're typically, if you got partners on board, you're going to be more in the 2 to 3 weeks than you would be in the, you know, 10 days, 7 to 10 days, because you got to give your partners chance to mail. They're not all going to mail the day you go into pre-launch. That just doesn't happen. And then again, I do like 1 week launches. Sometimes we go shorter, you know, sometimes we go a day or 2 days or 3 days, but 1 week launch for most situations tends to help you maximize your sales. And finally, we have the seed launch. And the seed launch is basically you need to start building your list immediately. You know, no delays, just start building it right away. And then the first day, you know, I don't know how long it's going to take you to build your list, but when you get that 30, 50, 100, 200 people on your list, then you would start with an announcement, an initial announcement. And then typically about a week later, you would release the program. In other words, start taking orders or start accepting people into the program. And then about 2 weeks after the initial announcement, you would start your program. I like to do this as teleseminars, as a series of teleseminars, maybe one a week for anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks. And what you're doing is, you know, your initial announcement, you're gathering questions. You're continuing to gather questions here. And then when you get to the teleseminars, you're simply answering the questions on whatever your market is. What, you know, if it's carving wooden dolls, you're asking them all through here, through these first 14 days, what their top questions are. And then you're coming back and you're talking about carving wooden dolls or playing guitar or growing big tomatoes or whatever your niche is. And so you would get on, you'd have maybe 10 to 20 questions. You would answer those questions in a teleseminar. Then a week later, you would come back with another teleseminar. Then a week later, another teleseminar. All of a sudden, you've got recordings of three teleseminars. You can go get that transcribed. You've got 3-hour-long to maybe even longer audios. You've got anywhere in the range of 40 to 60 to 80 pages of transcripts. And now, you know, when the program ends, you immediately start building out your product. And there's obviously more to talk about here. And this is the most fluid. You know, it might take you a while to build that initial list, and you might want to stretch this out longer, or you might want to make it quicker. You might want to have, three calls in 1 week. But that's just sort of the general idea here. The key is to start building your list immediately. So that's it for the timelines. I didn't want to walk you through in excruciating detail. I'll be doing that in the coming modules to show you exact step by step. But this helps you with your overall planning, just, that you know how far out you've got and sort of what you're looking at. So there's the various timelines for you right there.